It's my turn? I don't think I'm very good at telling scary stories. But okay. So, this one I hear is actually real. Happened right here in the woods. So, apparently, one of the students from our college was, taking a shortcut, walking through the woods on a big, bright full moon. And, well, she was expected to be home around 7. And her parents waited, and they waited, and they waited. Well, she finally did get home, close to midnight, screaming, covered in blood, warm, delicious, tasty blood. She tried to reassure her parents, but they had found the wounds on her arms, on her legs. She'd been attacked. They left scars all up her arms, like mine, you see? Mine healed, much like hers. But you can still see where they were. The red stripes on her arms and legs. Especially the 4 that went down her back from shoulder to hip. Her parents took her to the hospital, but she recovered. But she couldn't shake that night. Whenever people asked her what happened, she just told them about a wolf that wasn't a wolf. A wolf that was 4 times too big to be a wolf. A wolf that stomped after her, step after step after step. Now, the people at that college, our college, well, they noticed that someone who normally gets attacked by an animal, they tend to become a bit more closed off. But this woman, she seemed happy. She seemed carefree. She seemed to carry an air about her. Someone who was on the precipice of greatness. And she had all those bandages all over her body. Much like the ones on you, Clarice. Yeah. Hurt yourself a bit, didn't you? But she had those bloody, bloody, bloody bandages. Those bandages that seemed to hide what was really going on. You see, she stopped bleeding ages ago. In fact, that night, and she ran home screaming, it was the only night that she bled. The scars that she had on her body, they started to grow hair around the tissue. And the blood on the bandages, that warm, delicious blood. It wasn't hers. It was the blood of her victims. Ugh. Her victims, who were so unassuming of her, being so happy, being so gleeful, almost reveling in her injuries. No, I'm fine, camp counselor. Please sit down. As the month progressed, this student of ours, she started to become more promiscuous. And the boys and girls and pretty much anyone she wanted leapt into bed with her. She had a kind of animal attraction that people just couldn't seem to ignore. Thank you. Thank you for noticing. You know, this campfire is getting a bit hot. I might just want to take off my jacket. You girls don't mind, do you? It's just us ladies, right? Why, yes. Yeah. My shirt is quite snug. Snug as a bug in a rug, as they say. Really accentuates my lovely curves, doesn't it? No, Dorn. I didn't always have curves like this. And they're especially wonderful on a full moon. Much like the one tonight. But I think I'm getting a little sidetracked. You see, that student who was attacked, who was walking around campus, reveling in her newfound energy of the sexual and animal nature. Well, she would give in to those urges. And the people that she would give in with would have the time and night of their lives. The problem is, well, it would also be the very last night of their lives. Are you noticing my nails, Sammy? That's kind of odd. I thought you were more of a titty lady myself. That's why I wore this V-neck specifically for you. Oh, that moon feels so good. It's been about 6 months since I've been attacked. And it had been about 6 months since that student was attacked. And she finally gave in to those animal urges. Those strong, visceral, powerful urges. Oh, Clarice. Keep scratching that bloody bandage. You look just delicious. Oh, I'm doing. Your hands are all over me. No one told you to stop. Oh, ladies. Perhaps you figured it out by now. That student I was talking about is me. And I'm ready to fully indulge in my animal urges and feast. Don't you ladies just want to rip off your clothes and fuck? I promise to give you all the night of your life. How?